Caring people make the difference at American Senior Communities. Visit ASCSeniorCare.com for more information about services, location, and special stories of seniors.
Welcome back to Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIVC. Terry Stacy along with Tina McIntosh. And we sure thank our friends at American Senior Communities for their continued support. In fact, with us now, we're going to talk about a new energy wellness director that has arrived at Allisonville Meadows. Liza Terrell is here. Good morning, Liza.
Good morning.
And we also have Dick and Nora Jude, who are with us too from Allisonville Meadows. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi there.
We're glad to have all of you here. Liza, you're the new energy wellness director at Allisonville Meadows, and tell us what that means.
So at Allisonville Meadows, we have the new energy wellness program, and it's a fitness gym located inside the long-term care center. And so the program, I'm the trainer in there, and I'm trained in health and fitness, and I work with each participant and their physician to design a fitness program based on their specific goals.
Well, and we've talked about the new energy wellness program before. You don't have to be a resident to come and participate in the program, correct?
That's correct. And we mainly actually have members from the community.
Well, and I think, Dick and Nora, that's you, right? You live in the community?
Yes, we live in Fish.
Yes, but we did get introduced through the nursing home recovery center.
So tell us a little bit about what brought you there, because to be honest, you know, for people listening, it doesn't always seem like a natural to walk into a nursing home facility and get involved with a physical education, you know, type program, but it happens all the time. And so your journey, I know Dick shared this, Terry, before we came on today, that it's like a Stephen King novel.
What?
I know, just cue the music. And Dick, if you can just tell us kind of the abridged version of what brought you to the program.
My wife, Nora, is a very independent person, and we've been married 50 years, and she lives in Florida about half of the year, and I stay up north half the year.
So now, wait a minute. Is that where the jokes are supposed to be inserted?
This actually doesn't sound bad.
I know. I was going to say the success of a 50-year marriage. I get it.
Is that how long you've been married?
That's another topic.
Another show, right?
Right.
All right.
Anyway, so she was down in Florida, and I got a call. And on a Friday, and she had been found to be on the floor for 6 days.
Oh, my.
Nora, 6 days?
Yes.
Do you remember any of that?
Oh, yes. I was in and out of consciousness, but every time I came to, I remember those times.
And how were you found? I mean, first of all, 6 days, like, thank the Lord that you're here. But how were you found?
I can explain that perhaps better. She and her brother have birthdays on the same day.
Okay.
2 years apart. So they call each other and nag each other about getting old. We couldn't get a hold of Nora on Wednesday, which was her birthday. And so after 2 days, particularly her brother said, this isn't right. So we got with the gate guard down there and got the sheriff over there and they recovered her.
What had happened, Nora? Did he fall in, or what had happened?
Well, I think I was coming down with the flu, and I was trying to race to the bathroom to throw up there rather than on my new carpeting. So, and I tripped and fell somehow, slid or something, I don't know. But I fell down and hit my head really hard on the toilet and was knocked unconscious initially, at least.
And I think it knocked out a brain shunt that she'd had.
Okay.
And that was very serious. She was taken to the hospital where they took the shunt out. Dr. Martin took out most of her large intestines, her gallbladder. She had an ulcer in her side about the size of a softball. About half the size of a softball if you split it in two.
Well, I guess when you're in there, you just take
out
anything that's not working,
and
right?
That's exactly what he said. Those are his precise words.
Oh, and he says
the body shuts down systematically, leaving the brain and the heart for the last... thing to die.
Well, Nora, for goodness sakes, you have been through so much. And so then you decide, Dick, you brought her up here.
Yes, we took a car. And in fact, the last few days was preparing how we would use sliding boards and that kind of thing to bring her up here. We came then to Allisonville Meadows hardcore nursing home and rehab center.
That's going to be your new tagline, hardcore nursing home.
But not with this program, though. This was serious, where she was learning to walk.
Yeah. And, I mean, you had to be retrained on everything, I would imagine.
Yes.
So is it at that time that you met Liza?
Well, after I had been in the program for a while.
Yeah. And what, Liza, what was your first thought when, and, you know, and I'm so sorry because time goes by so fast when we're here together, but what was your first thought when you met Nora?
Well, Nora started New Energy Wellness actually with a different trainer. So I had seen Nora after she had already made some improvements, but I got to watch her from the beginning on a walker all the way through. She had a cane, and now she doesn't have any assistive device. So it's been really neat to watch her make so many improvements and then even spend time in Florida again on her own.
Oh, that's great. So, you've been back to Florida.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. She spent last 5 months alone in Florida.
Good for you.
The deal was she had to wear the necklace. She had a caregiver come in one day a week, and then she called the family every day before noon.
That's right. Absolutely, Nora. Those are your rules, right? It
right.
makes sense. And then this, not only has the New Energy Wellness Program been good, Nora, for you and your recovery after a fall, but Dick, you've gotten involved too.
Yes, I knew that if she was going to go, I had to go too. So I did all the exercises that were prescribed, and I was surprised when I had to shovel snow this winter that I felt pretty good shoveling snow. Now, they haven't gotten my extra pounds off, but that's the next project.
You figured that out.
But you are stronger.
Oh, definitely. And that shoveling snow just proved that point.
Yeah, not being winded and having the strength to do what you do.
Right.
Well, what advice do you have for people who are listening as well?
Well, I think the key takeaway here is that a person that starts off healthy, like Nora did, eating right and exercising prior to an event, saved her life. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. So then we'll continue the program. I'm a hard learner, but I'll continue the program and be healthier for it. And I'm just delighted with how well she is healing.
Yeah, Nora, before we've got to get contact information, Liza, for Allisonville Meadows and the New Energy Wellness Program as well. But, you know, I just want to take a moment and truly thank God that you're here, Nora, and that you're healthy.
Thank you.
And we really appreciate you coming and spending some time with us this morning, too.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Liza, for you, if people want to get in touch about the New Energy Wellness Program or Allisonville Meadows, the hardcore nursing home, how can they do that?
So they can either stop into Allisonville Meadows and just check out the gym, or they can call at 317-841-8777. Or we have a website, so they can check out. There's little excerpts about the program on there as well at www.ascseniorcare.com/Allisonville Meadows.
Great. ascseniorcare.com. And then you can find Allisonville Meadows or any of the communities on that website too.
That's correct.
Terry, I know we've got to go here in just a moment, but I want to let you know that Dick and Nora in their 70s don't call it getting older. What do you call it, Dick?
We call it that we are latter middle age.
Oh, latter middle age. Oh, I like that a lot. And I'm
I hope
going
to hear that around town.
We're going to get that going. That's going to stick. Dick and Nora, thank you so much. What a pleasure to meet you both. Stay well. Liza Terrell. Have I been saying it wrong the whole time?
It's Terrell.
Terrell. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Liza Terrell, New Energy Wellness Director. Thank you both for joining us. And Liza, you too. And thank you, American Senior Communities, for your continued support. We've got the news next right here on 93 WIBC.